Hello, first two people. Oh, people are appearing. Hi, everyone. Okay. I have no idea how this works, so we are just going to watch everyone assemble. Everyone is assembling. How many? Is there like a thing that shows how many people are in these things? Oh my god. I hope I sound like you guys were expecting. Or, I don't know what you guys were expecting, honestly. Okay. So, funny story. I don't know, like, is there like a fucking chat in these things? Sorry, I'm gonna swear, guys. Is there like a chat? Do you guys like tweet things out at me? Or like, I don't know. Somebody who's a moot, like, DM me and tell me how this works. Cause this is so embarrassing. Cause there's like a thing. Okay, well, hi everyone. I'm not gonna ramble anymore. Hi guys. This is like my first time doing anything like this ever. And I kind of just, I'm going with it. And it's weird to think that there's so many people listening to me talk about absolutely nothing. So okay, so Jupiter had a good idea. Just do like, I don't know, hashtag ABCD podcast, but the B is my name. And then, like, I don't know, you can ask questions about me or about the situation or about anything. You're free to ask anything. And once they start coming in, I will answer them. Actually, I'll send out a tweet with a hashtag. Okay. If you didn't get what I said, I just tweeted out the hashtag. You can send everything too. And then I will go from there. I'm scared somebody's gonna tweet, like, question, is this you? And then put my address there. Like, I feel like that's definitely gonna happen. Or, like, is this you? And then paste that screenshot of my personal Instagram that everybody and their mom has seen already. Like, I don't know. Let's see what happens. Okay. First question. Hi, how are you doing after everything? Honestly, it's kind of, like, when I first posted my thread, I wasn't expecting like anybody to see it because I didn't really think what I said was that substantial. And then as people started coming in, I'm like, oh my God, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I wanted. I did not want this much attention. But you know what? We just gotta take things as they come. All right. Next question. How are you? Plus, what is your favorite color? Just answered how I am, but my favorite color is yellow. Did Amanda tell you about the DMs personally? Yes, she did. This is related to the next question, which is go over my relationship with her. We met in the bathroom at school because I was in there talking to my friends. And I was wearing the strawberry milk shirt that George has. And I was wearing that, and I'm standing in the bathroom. And she walks in and she's like, oh my God, I love your shirt. Are you wearing that because of George Not Found? And I'm like, yes, I absolutely am. I am so happy you recognize that. I am now going to talk to you like you're my best friend because I don't know any people who enjoy the Dream SMP in real life. So we're chatting, and then she's like, who's your favorite? And I'm like, I like George and Dream and Sadnap. And then she says, oh yeah, I actually talk to Dream. And I'm like, you're lying. This is bullshit. And so she goes on her little phone. She's like, do-do-do-do-do. And then she shows me these texts, and she's, like, scrolling through them, showing me everything. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of crazy. And then I pay a little bit more attention because I was still skeptical, and I look at his name, and it's a Dream in all lowercase with no verification tick. And the profile picture was the typical Dream profile picture, the mask with the hood, you know. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And I didn't want to, like, say, I don't believe you, because I didn't want to, like, piss her off. Aside from, like, another time where she tried to tell me, like, yeah, we're still talking, and I was like, okay, cool. That is really the most of what we discussed about the situation. I know other people that have had updates on it for, like, 1 or 2 years now. So if I can find anything out about it from them, I will make a tweet about it. I'll add it to the thread. Okay. Did she ever make any indication that she wanted to be a streamer? Not to me. And a general time around when she showed the fake messages, it was somewhere between, like, April and June of this year. It was somewhere in that time frame. Why did she suddenly think they were friends when he gave her dry responses? My theory on it is, I don't know. I don't know exactly what's happening, obviously. Nobody does. I think, personally, that she messaged him, and when he messaged her back, she was, like, flabbergasted. She was like, oh my god, Dream is talking to me. This is crazy. And so she, like, keeps messaging him, and she's, like, obsessed with him. And then, like, he starts to respond slower and slower, and she gets mad about it. And because she's bitter that he didn't, like, engage with her and, like, give her the attention that she was giving him, she's like, I'm gonna make him look bad now. That's what I think, at least. When Amanda was talking about the situation, did she make sexual comments about Dream? When she was talking about it, she said that, yeah, we've talked about meeting up after he face reveals when I go on vacation to Florida. And he's gonna let me stay in the house, and I'm gonna meet everybody, and then we're gonna fuck. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you do you, girl. The messages that I saw and the ones that she posted were not the same, because the ones that she posted on Twitter, Dream verified that those were real, and the ones that she showed to me, they were much drier than the ones she posted. But they weren't the ones that came out in the transcript today. They were different. Do you remember what was said in the fake messages you were shown? I don't remember specifically. I think it was like, it was him responding to her and her being like, oh my god, I can't believe you responded, blah, blah, blah. But in Dream's response to her, like, responding for the first time, it was, like, more engaged than it was in the transcript that came out. It was like, hi, thank you, you're so sweet, I'm so glad I can make people happy, blah, 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 you're so friendly, whatever. That's not actually what happened, like, what it said. It was just, like, a general consensus of the vibe of the message, because obviously I don't remember exactly what it said. And I wish I still had them. What did I say when she said she was going to meet him? I was like, oh, have fun. Have fun with that. Did she talk to you about DID or bipolar? No. She never talked about that. And as far as I know, she never told any of our mutual friends about it either. Because I feel like somebody would have brought that up by now. Do you know anyone or anyone who also knew her, if she had her alleged boyfriend at the time? I don't know personally, but I can definitely check on that, because I know a couple people who were super close with her. Do you think she formed a very weird parasocial relationship with him in her head? Yes. She took his engagement with her out of context, out of the way he meant it. And she was like, he responded to me and nobody else. She also deleted a video of her saying she lied about her age. Actually, update on the age. I'm not sure if this is like 100% true, but I've narrowed it down to being either February 17th or February 18th, 2004. So, what am I trying to say? That would make her like, she turned 18 this February. Sorry, my brain is so slow. Did she talk about the Snapchats or did you see the Snapchat message? She never mentioned any Snapchat to me at all. Why is Tumblr listening in this space? Huh? What do you mean? Oh, Jesus Christ. There's so many people in here. There's so many of you, and you're probably listening to me like, wow, you sound like a prepubescent boy. Yeah, okay. Anyway, more questions. Do you know if she ever faked her age at any point? Honestly, I don't really know. Like, I feel like the whole age thing is just so confusing because so many of, like, different things that she said happened in like different time frames, and we still don't know exactly her birthday, so we don't know how old she was when these things happened. I think the age thing is like it's probably the most misconstrued thing like about this entire situation. Oh, hello, official Tumblr Twitter account. I don't know why you're here. Did you know Amanda personally? Yes, I did. We were friends. We went to school together. She graduated last year. And we talked frequently, just not about her thing with Dream. She only brought that up a couple times, but we did talk about the Dream SMP very frequently. She was extremely obsessed with Dream. Like, all of her friends knew about it. Like, you know how most people, like, feel scared to tell people that they're into the Dream SMP because people are so mean about it? She was, like, obsessed with Dream to the point where she was not afraid. She would tell everybody that she was head over heels in love with this man. I think she definitely freaked out when Dream said he was taking legal advice because I think she definitely knows that she's in the wrong. Like, she, in her head, she knows that she blew this out of proportion, and she's taking all these things down and, like, hiding from it because she knows that she's in the wrong. Do you know anyone else who she might about to... Oh, I know so many people, and tomorrow I can try to, like, gather a little bunch of screenshots because there are a lot of people who know about it. She had confirmed she was 18 at the time of the sexting. Or said sexting. Okay, well, that in that case, at the time of the quote-unquote sexting, it can't even be grooming because she was 18. Does her family know? I have no idea. I know that Twitter knows her family. Her mom and grandma's Facebooks got leaked. And so I got in contact with somebody who was close to her, and I was like, hey, can you, like, message her and warn her that her family's getting out? Because even though she fucked up majorly and everyone in the world despises her, nobody really deserves to have their family be put in a situation like that just because of their mistakes. Has she been active on personal socials, if you have her on Facebook or Insta? I don't think so. Facebook, no, but I don't follow her on Instagram. Do you think she's actually pursuing legal advice or she's going to disappear? I think she's definitely going to disappear because if you go to the police, they're like, what are the police going to do? There are no, like, charges you can press. There's literally not a single charge you can press on this man based on the evidence that she has. So I really don't think she's doing it, and if she is, she's an idiot because nothing's gonna come of it. Dream was not sexual in the conversations that she showed me. Dream was, he was, like, dry, but not dry. He was, like, a balance, like, in the middle. She's been really quiet after he said he was taking legal action. Yep, it's because she's scared. Does she have a guardian or a family member? Yes, she does. Yeah, she was completely obsessed with him. The legal age of consent is 16 in New Jersey. The legal age of consent is 16 in, like, a lot of places. Do you think it's weird she deleted her DSMP TikTok fan account? Yep, definitely. She does not want people to know that she used to love them. She wants everyone to think she hated them all. Oh, there are 600 people in here. No, no. Do you believe she actually went to the police and filed a report against him? No, she did not. Personally, I think that the interrogation room tweet is fake because, like, no police stations anywhere will allow you to have your phone out, especially in an interrogation room. At least that's what I think. Did Amanda ever mention or talk about her boyfriend? No, she did not. How do you know she was 18? Somebody just said that in a tweet. I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but, you know. And how are you sure the messages from Instagram she showed you were fake? It was like an, it wasn't like a screenshot. It was like a real, like, conversation. Like, she scrolled through it and swiped to show, like, the profile. It was fake. Okay, just a hot second, guys. I have to go take care of something. Okay, I'm back. Hi, everyone. Just to reiterate, the hashtag is AB as in BEECD podcast. Let's look at the speaker requests. We've got none. All right. Okay, back to the questions. Do you know Avril? No, I do not. Never heard that name before. Does not ring a bell ever. What do you think Amanda's intentions were? I think it definitely spite. She saw that he was flourishing and she said no. Is her boyfriend Dan even real? No idea. Absolutely no idea. I don't know anyone named Dan. Not a single person except for this one guy that I work with. Did you get off any vibes when she was talking about her relationship with Dream? It was definitely weird because she very, very obsessive, as I said. She's like, he loves me, he wants to meet up with me, he wants to fuck me, like, you know. Do you think her boyfriend's account was real or was it her? I actually have no idea and I don't really want to make a claim on this because I don't want to mislead anybody or, like, have anything come back at me. I will say that the tweets were weird, but maybe your boyfriend's just weird. Like, we don't know. This one goes more for you. Did you feel uncomfortable with the sexual comments you made? The general idea of a sexual comment doesn't make me uncomfortable. Like, it's, you know, it's life. But like the fact that she was talking about him like that, when obviously what she was saying wasn't true, like he had no interest in her whatsoever, it was like really weird. Like, I don't know. I got the worst vibes from her ever. Did she show you snaps or only Insta? The only thing she showed me were Instagram DMs. The profile she did swipe to is fake with no verification symbol. Her obsession was weird, weird. It was weird, weird because she like was saying that he wanted to fuck her, he wanted to meet her, he wanted to talk to her all the time, and obviously that's not true. Do you know anyone in current contact with her right now that you would be able to speak to as well? There's someone I know that she might be like on and off with, but I'll do some digging into it because I know a lot of people that were in her class. So maybe I can find at least something, you know? Do you think these current transcripts are the real messages or the ones you saw the messages? Wait. That makes no sense to me. I'm so sorry. Do you think these transcripts are real? The transcripts that came out on Reddit like 2 a.m. this morning, those are real. And the ones I saw were fake. Real is taking legal action because she is saying that Amanda stole her trauma to no. This I don't that's okay. It's just the A names. I can't. I think it's like when I first made that tweet, I didn't know that the Avengers were a thing. Like, I didn't know that I was coming in after all these A's and being like, hi, I'm B. I didn't know that. So when everyone was like making like the I saw a B team one and then the Beyonce, I had no idea what was going on. Like, I had to look it up. Did you ever say anything concerning about Dream? I think the biggest thing was her like delusions about their sexual relationship. It wasn't to the level of I'm gonna go find him, I'm gonna find out what he looks like and post everywhere, I'm gonna go find his house. Like, it wasn't to that level, but she was like very, very obsessed with him. Any mention of the sex chest? No. I do not think any of the sexting is true. Number one, because why would Dream do that? And B, Dream wouldn't do that. Amanda definitely would. If she had the chance, she would have eaten that shit up. But I don't think Dream would have done that. When she started talking about Dream to me was between April and June of this year, April and June 2022. Oh, the legal actions against her actual groomer? Okay, well, that's a good thing to do. Because if her actual groomer actually groomed her, then justice, you know? What year did you meet her? I met her this year, and on the first day I met her is when she told me the story about how she was going to have sex with Dream. And if that doesn't say something about her, that's my cat. Say hi. Yep. There she is. Her name is V. I like the same day I met her, she told me about how she was gonna fuck him, and I think that's extremely obsessive behavior. Amanda said her boyfriend and her met before she was 18, and then they got together after she turned 18. If there was no relation before she was 18, then it doesn't really count as grooming, and it depends on her boyfriend's age, because do we know her boyfriend's age? I don't know. Yup, the puns ban thing that yeah, I think that should also say something about her unhealthy sexual habits with a bunch of grown men on the internet. She did mention that she was like she wanted to fuck him and they planned on fucking. But she never showed any Snapchats at all. Not a single one. It was only Instagram. Maybe I'll try talking to our mutuals and ask them if they've ever seen the Snapchats, but personally, I have not seen them. was the only Dream she was obsessed with. It was very mainly Dream. Obviously, she also liked puns a lot, and you know, yeah. But it was mostly Dream. Catreel, I will post a picture of her after the spill. Oh, there she is again. Hello. She is black and white, and she's very fat, and I love her. Exactly, Dream would never risk his reputation for a dick pic. Yeah. Seriously. She never mentioned the sex chest. And she, I don't know. She never mentioned knowing what he looked like before. The cats. She definitely would have bragged to people about the sexting, and I'll see if I can find out any more about that, because I have like maybe 4 or 5 people that were close with her. Her boyfriend was 21. You know what? Okay. I know absolutely nothing about the boyfriend. When I met her, it was between April and June of this year. We just grew apart. We never had a falling out. And, the person she's in and out of touch with, it's because they were like childhood friends, and everybody else also just had falling outs with her. Did Amanda ever give her any of your social medias? No, she did not. A lot of people are saying he was 21, I believe. The age thing, again, the age thing is like so confusing. I just find it weird how they went from dry ice to DMs for 2 years, then on Snapchat. Yeah. Exactly. Dream Clay. Sounds like Dream's alter ego. Like, you know how Markiplier has Darkiplier? Like, I feel like Dream Clay. It's the alter ego. It's not Nightmare. It's Dream Clay. So you met her this year and she showed you fake messages, even though the confirmed real messages had already happened. Kind of fishy that she didn't show you, or at least mention the snap messages. She never mentioned anything about sexting to me, but she did talk about wanting to fuck him. Did Amanda ever saying sexual things? No, she wasn't even casual. She was like excited about it. She was like, "We are going to have sex." And I'm like, "Good for you, Amanda. Good for you." Yeah, she was a very weird person. For a while, like, this is gonna sound so foul, but for a while she like literally did not have any friends. And I don't know if this was because, but she is also like a heavy drug user, and I think she might have like fallen out with so many people because of that, but I'm not sure. She never mentioned any of the sexting. And can I show proof of any of this? I cannot, and I'm not afraid to admit that. And although I feel bad, all of our exchanges were verbal exchanges, and I wish that we had talked over text so I had something to like provide here, because I feel bad, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna go in and host a space in front of 1,000 people, even though I've never talked in front of so many people before, just to lie, because I don't know. I wasn't expecting to get so involved. I didn't really want to get so involved, but now that I'm this deep into it, I'm just going to go full force, because if we're making progress in the case, then I want to keep helping solve the case, no matter what it comes to. I just want to get this whole thing over it so people can go back to normal and Dream can come back and everything can be okay. I met her after February. Yes. What drugs? Definitely weed. She is also a vape user. Also doesn't count. I don't She was part of a group that did harder stuff, but I don't know if she actually did. And you're basically sitting here with no proof trying to call her a drug addict over a dream because you don't want to believe a random man can be a groomer. I'm saying that she, okay, this is a lot to unpack here. She is a drug addict. That's a fact. Anybody can tell you that. Anybody that has ever talked to her, they can tell you that. And it's I think the most telling thing is the transcript that came out today of their Instagram DMs. It doesn't make sense that that would turn into sexting and planning to meet up and have sex. And I am not like part of this. I'm just somebody who knows about the backstory and how Amanda was. I wish there was more I could talk about, but this is really all I have to offer. Should there were two boyfriends? To me, she never talks about any boyfriend. But I can like there's I have to make like a little list of things that I have to check in on. Okay, did she ever say anything concerning like threatening Dream? No, she never said anything like that. Dream Clay is actual Snapchat. You know what? I genuinely have no idea because wait. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I saw that she's a drug user. Yeah, from Amethyst. That made me giggle a little bit. I really. Why would he name it Dream Clay? Why would he name it Dream Clay? That's my question. Based on my own opinion? Like, that's genuinely weird. Okay, so get out of the space. That's not my problem. Do you realize that you can be legally involved? Yeah, you know what? Whatever. Why are you bringing up her drug use? It's just another fact about Amanda. Do with that information if you will. I met Amanda after February in this year. I met her between April and June of this year. Yeah, proof of her being a drug addict. She used to like, I don't know if they're still up anymore, but she posted tons of videos of her like being high and smoking, like somebody else said. Who said it? Who said it? Yeah, somebody did do a say a little thing. Yeah, trying to stay neutral, but there is some proof of her doing drugs. Her name on TikTok was something like Rolla J, and she suspects she got banned from Snapchat for smoking weed. Her Snapchat DMs show that Dream had sent her a gift card on her birthday. Don't you think that's a little odd on Dream's part? That is odd on Dream's part, if that actually happened. I don't know if that was confirmed or not, but if that is real, that is weird on Dream's part, and I'm not afraid to admit that. Why was his name Dream Clay? Why is your name BB not found? Because I can do whatever I want, and so can he. Generally think he could have named Dream Clay because most of his friends know him as Dream from Minecraft Gaming. Yeah, I guess that does make sense. But if it was his like private Snapchat, I feel like it would be something different, but that's not like any basis to go off of. Are you neutral or on Dream's side? I'm kind of like between neutral and Dream's side. Like I'm still willing to like listen to statements from the other side and like talk about it, but I am like slightly leaning towards Dream just because of what we know about Amanda and her history. The postcard he sent was never proven. Interesting. He could be a groomer. He's also taking legal action without saying anything. Yeah. Yeah, honestly. Like, the people who are so, people are so obsessed with Amanda being right. It's kind of like them saying, I want you to be groomed! Yeah! At the end of the day, why was Drain DMing a high school and sending her his private snap? That was confirmed by Pixie Race, who legit knew him. That is weird. That is weird on his part. I'm assuming that happened before she turned 18. That is weird. And that there's not really an excuse for that. Some people might say, oh, 17 and 20 or 21, 22. That's not really that big of an age gap. But it's weird. It's weird. Did she show you a video? She scrolled through them. Guys, here's proof she's a drug user. Literally, her bio says, stoner. Stoner. It's a stretch that Amanda could have made a fake snap of James' private snap, defeating her unhealthy fantasy. I don't think it's necessarily a stretch, but I also wouldn't want to jump to that conclusion. The manipulative language in the DMs? Yep. That it ties in with her, like, I'm losing my train of thought. Sorry, I'm getting kind of nervous. I'm not saying that doing drugs has anything to do with her grooming. I was just, like, stating it because it's a publicly known fact, but it's okay. Did she ever speak about sexing with him? No, she did not. Also, you telling everyone her business, you're so shitty. Well, all of this business was already public on the internet, so... And I can still be on his side and admit that he was in the wrong in some parts. Because there will, God, I keep getting distracted. Like, there were mistakes on both parts in this situation. Dream is preparing a video right now. Can we come back later? Absolutely. Let's go watch Dream's video. Alright. How do you feel about Dream's to a longer response? I think he addressed it well. He said what he could. Yeah. Have you considered getting in contact with and talking to her about this? I've thought about it. People have suggested it. But at this point, I feel like I'm in way too deep to have a civil conversation with her. Because if I tried to send her a message and she knew that it was me, like, if she put the dots together that it was me who posted all these things and also me who she talked to in school, then I feel like we would not be able to communicate. I am not trying to use drug intake as any kind of excuse, because I have used drugs. Some of the content creators that we all love have used drugs. It's literally just a thing that people do. You're on his side about him being accused of something he may not have never done, and that's valid. You can do all that while still thinking he's done weird shit. Exactly. Exactly. Didn't her boyfriend say they got together in April and that nothing happened with her and Dream was they were together? I don't know because the messages she sent me, I don't know when they were from. I don't know if they were like old or they had like just happened, but like they were fake, obviously. But I don't know when she made them. Oh no, not the update tweet. The conflict continues. More allegations are being brought up against Amanda in an attempt to prove Dream's innocence. Members have now uncovered potential evidence that Amanda was or still is a stoner. Is Amanda's validity on the line? More soon to come. Yep. The tweet that says, want to make it clear that for all the people in the hashtag, B is not saying all those supporting Amanda claims just want Dream to be guilty. However, there are aunties who are mad at the prospect of Dream not being guilty. What were your thoughts on the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case? I don't, honestly, I stayed at, like, I didn't really involve myself in it. But Amber is a shitty person. Amber is a shitty person. And I love Johnny Depp. Wow. No, but I was on Johnny Depp's side. Can you post the messages he sent you? No, because she showed me them. She showed me them in person on her phone. She showed me the fake messages in real life. She never sent them to me. She showed me and scrolled through them in front of me. Okay, I think I'm going to end this in a couple minutes so we all have some time to get our little snacks ready to watch Dream's new video. Now I know why you're on Dream's side and all of this. Why? Why? Oh, because I'm a Dream stan? I'm not telling you to believe me, and I'm not telling you to not believe Amanda. I'm just saying what I know. I am the messenger. Do not shoot the messenger. I am just a messenger. Then how do you know the messages were fake? Just say you hate women and go. Okay, first of all, didn't want to have to talk about this. I'm AFAB. I like women. I love women. The messages were fake because there was no verification tick next to Dream's name, and this happened after. You don't know shit, bitch. Okay. No one cares. Okay. I said this earlier in the space, but they were similar, but Dream was like slightly more engaged than the ones that came out. Okay, to the people putting my art here, yeah, that, it exists, and if you don't like it, that's your problem, not mine. I will shoot the messenger. Okay, shoot me. I don't give a fuck. Shoot me in the head. Do it. I dare you. You do realize he just recently got verified, right? The messages she showed me were on Instagram, and he got verified on Instagram in 2021. Have you heard of internalized misogyny? Oh, God. This is getting chaotic. All right. I think I'm just gonna end it here. Thank you for coming, everyone. Thank you for sending in your silly little messages. Yeah, it was nice talking to all of you, and maybe I'll do another one of these soon. Bye, everyone. Thank you for coming.